Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac returns. It is Monday. So you were at that Vikings comeback in 77 against the 49ers.
Yep.
The big breakout for TK, Tommy Kramer, and the birth of Two-Minute Tommy. Where were your seats?
My college roommate, Paul Johnson, and I were at the game. We were, I would say, as memory serves, and that was
a long time ago.
Decades ago. We were in kind of like the corner down by the 20-yard line. Seats were decent. We were in the lower level,
Which would be the infield seats then, the main area of Met, not one of the kind of erector set pieces, you know, the folding chairs here and the double-decker out in left field or the wooden bleachers out in center and in right field.
We were kind of, I guess for baseball, we would have been, I think, along the third baseline, about the 20. And then,
not bad.
It was cold, though. It was pretty cold. Was it November or early December?
It was, I think, early December. Fran broke his leg November 13th, I think it was, because it was the November 14th. Monday Night Football highlights that showed him breaking his leg against the Bengals.
Yeah, it was December.
Which I love those Bengals helmets from back then, where they were just kind of the orangish-brown. It just said Bengals on it. Just said Bengals.
There were a lot of throwback jerseys this weekend.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that.
The Chargers ones last night. Those are my favorite.
So we have a very proud Tim from Big Lake that texted in. He was the man, the person, who was bold enough to ask you what the temperature was in the body.
Oh, yeah.
It was Tim from Big Lake.
Nicely done,
Nobody
Tim.
Else was willing to do it, but he did.
He did. He stepped up.
A voice from the crowd, able to cut through the clutter of the kids yelling for candy. And screaming at them, their parents screaming at them, "You've got enough!"
Tim had a prime spot there, right on the passenger side, and I had the window down, so I was accessible. And Tim, nice to see you.
We have two Bob Almanac salutes here today.
Some girl ate Monica.
Shut up! The camera adds 10 pounds.
So how many cameras are actually on you?
It is hard to believe. That Matthew Perry is dead at 54.
Oh, so sad.
He passed away over the weekend, broke Saturday the news. He drowned in his jacuzzi. Best known Something for his role as Chandler, of course, and then was in a few movies and tried some other shows thereafter. He had a long, long history of drug and alcohol abuse. Like 4 or 5 years ago, his colon burst because of opioid use, just exploded, and he was in the hospital for that. And we just happened to tune in Friends last night, going to bed on like Nick at Night, and there was a special Entertainment Tonight retrospective on him.
Yeah,
they put that together pretty quickly, said that he spent over $9 million trying to get clean.
Oh,
through programs and rehab and all this other stuff, $9 million. And it was such a battle for him. And, you know, they have said they found no drugs on the scene, no signs of any drugs at the scene. Foul play is not suspected. His heart just gave out.
Yeah, maybe that's
just
what happened.
All the drug and alcohol abuses at the age of 54, his heart just gave out when he was, unfortunately, in the tub and in the jacuzzi. And maybe the hot water had an effect on that or something, too. And
a very funny actor.
Oh, his sarcasm was always good. This is one of my favorites.
What? Could you want her more? Who? Dee, the sarcastic sister from What's Happening.
Anytime they can get a What's Happening reference in is always good. So Matthew Perry, sadly, dead at the age of 54. And then we had another sitcom star that passed away.
All rise. Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable and semi-mystical Harold T. Stone presiding.
Who could forget Bailiff Bull Shannon on Night Court? Tall, bald.
He was 6'8".
Not particularly good-looking, but rugged.
Rugged, yeah.
He was on there for 8-9 years during the original run. And I always thought that maybe they'd bring him back because they, you know, they didn't really reboot. It was a sequel where Harold T. Stone's daughter is now presiding over Night Court. And I always thought, well, why would they not bring Richard Mole back? Maybe he wasn't in good enough condition to do that, but he passed away at the age of 80 on Thursday, and the news came out this weekend.
He had appeared in like a B horror movie and had shaved his head for the part, and then when he went to for the audition for the Night Court gig, they said, hey, we really liked you the bald look, would you shave your head for this role? He said, I would shave my legs, my back, everything for this role. Are you kidding? So he was a part of that 6-person ensemble on Night Court that were tremendously funny.
They were very funny. So Richard Mole also now gone, but not forgotten. Forgotten. October 30th, Monday, 303rd day of the year, 1930 this date.
Snickers, crunchy peanuts, peanut butter nougat, caramel, and milk chocolate.
I'm so hungry.
Packed with peanuts, Snickers really satisfies.
Snickers really satisfies you.
They've got, they're redoing that ad where it's Andy Reid, and you're just not yourself when you're hungry.
Yes.
That was the Snickers.
Yes.
And the guy's painting the end zone.
Right.
And he goes, nice job, but who are the chefs? He forgets to put
yes.
the eye in there, the guy
right.
painting the field.
Right.
So that's good. But Snickers, one of the great candy bars of all time, introduced by Mars Incorporated, 1930. It was developed, I think, right here. I think Mars Incorporated was still in Minneapolis.
I think you're right.
The Mars guy was born in Hancock, Minnesota, then moved out west. That's where he started Mars, and then moved back here for all the good stuff, because they had come up with the Milky Way first.
Right.
And then we still don't know, and I've been watching these shows. The food that built America.
America.
We still, and it's mentioned in the commercial, we still don't know what nougat is.
No.
It's still a mystery.
Right? Well, it's delicious, but what is it?
I can tell you I'll be handing out some nougat.
Yes.
Just plain nougat.
Oh.
Just a bowl of nougat. And the kids have to come up and dip their hands. It's like poi, the Hawaiian treat. But here's some nougat for you.
Oh.
So if you're coming to my house,
yeah.
you might want to bring a Tupperware bowl yeah. or something yeah. with the top.
A baggy something.
Baggy of nougat. So yeah. Mars introduced Snickers on this date, 1930, and then in 38.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own.
You know, they had several disclaimers throughout the show, beginning
right.
of the show, whenever. People still thought it was real. The War of the Worlds.
It was brought to you by Campbell's Soup, by the way.
Orson Welles. Do you remember that part?
Yes.
We aired it every
Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
On our AM station.
WQPM, AM 1300.
Right. We would air it, and it started, and it had the intro. Where,
right. It was the whole broadcast, basically, as yeah. heard on this day, 1938, with the great Orson Welles.
So good.
And
great
it was,
radio play.
The guy who actually wrote it was H.W. Welles, right?
I would have to look that up, which I'm happy to do.
Because that's always the confusion between that and then the radio play of it.
Okay, well, let me...
H.G. Wells,
yes.
Not H.W. Wells.
Right, H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells. Is that true? I mean, isn't he the one who...
He wrote the novel,
War of the
yes.
Worlds.
Yes, Then there was a movie. Didn't they make a movie out of that?
Was it Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I think it was Tom Cruise.
Or was it, what's-his-face from Matrix, Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
He was in one of those, too.
Right.
Maybe he was in the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Right. That
the
could
one
be.
With the alien robot that stood out there and had lasers from his eyes. His
right.
eyes would go back and forth, kind
of
like
yeah.
Kit.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And Katu, I think was his name, was the alien that would come out and talk to the humans. And he was concerned about nuclear war and the road that the humans were traveling down.
Very good stuff.
But anyway, Orson Welles, 1938, scary stuff just before Halloween, and it whipped people into a frenzy. They were calling the police. They were leaving town. because it was so well done.
It was
it
so well done.
It sounded so realistic with the fake news reports and everything in the audio.
Tom Cruise was in the movie. Yep.
Gotcha.
With Dakota Fanning.
1967.
Are you going away? It's a word of farewell.
Probably my favorite Dolly and Porter duet.
It's a good one. Here.
And this is their first one ever that they released.
Oh, nice.
Didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on the mind.
And the cover of the album.
Good together.
And the cover of the album looks so nice. They're wearing matching turtleneck sweaters.
Oh.
1967. Let's move up to 1974. And of course, the name of that song is The Last Thing on My Mind. First ever in the debut single of Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton singing together. 74, we're rumbling.
Oh, he's got him with a right hand. He's got him. Oh, you can't believe it. And he's doing his shuffle. And I don't think Foreman's going to get up.
Rope-a-dope was in full play.
Oh, my God, he's won the title back at 32.
Muhammad Ali made his comeback. He basically just let George Foreman punch himself out.
Right.
Basically, in Zaire, regaining the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. It was the Rumble in the Jungle.
Oh, remember it so well.
Back in 1970. Were you a big boxing fan back in
I
that
was,
day?
I was. You know, because the big names, when Ali and Frazier right. And Foreman and Ernie Shaver, the Acorn, and Jerry Cooney, and some of these. I mean,
was he the Great White Hope?
Yeah, he was. And then even Scott Ledoux
later was in the mix. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there was just it was an event, and it was you had to watch. It was awesome.
It was. That's kind of like me in tennis because I was a big tennis fan when it was McEnroe and Lendl.
And
Bjorn Borg and
Jimmy Connors.
Some of Jimmy Connors and those, you know,
even the ladies. 80s. Yeah, I enjoyed the ladies with Navratilova and Everett and then Steffi Graf. Those were great days for sports.
How about
1993?
Hello? Hello, for $10,000. Who's
Alan Gore?
Excuse me?
Alan Gore. Hang on, let me take a look.
So this is the first ever Got Milk ad aired on this day, 1993.
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
Whoops.
And he's all out of milk.
He could have won a bunch of dough.
Got Milk, first one, and that became just a pop culture craze.
It sure did.
People came up with variations of that, got this, got that, got milk. And, of course, the ad was where it was a radio contest, and the question was who shot Alexander Hamilton. It was Aaron Burr. But this guy who answered the phone who knew it, he was a big Aaron Burr fan. He had all these photos. He had a poster of him, pictures. I say photos, but pictures. And he was a collection of the guns that were actually used in the duel in his room.
They like Raymond Burr, too.
But he had just eaten a big old peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, and no milk.
And it was stuck to the roof of his mouth, and he had no milk left to wash it down, and he missed out, what did he say, for
$10,000? Yeah. That would have been a nice little payday.
So you better have milk on hand.
Right. It was good. It was genius.
Yeah, it was. 1993. 2001.
At guard from North Carolina, number 23, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan made his return to the hardwood after supposedly retiring. Then he became part of the ownership group, or was the general manager of the Wizards?
Yeah.
Then he decided to come back after a 3.5-year retirement and played for the Wizards. His numbers that night, 19 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. That first year, he averaged 24.3 points, 6 rebounds, 5.5 assists, shot 41.9% from the field. He started 53 games. In
still
that
01,
02, so he's still pretty good, but people actually think it tarnished his legacy a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Because those weren't Michael Jordan numbers, though.
No.
But it was still fun. He wanted to see if he still had it, probably.
Yeah.
Let's remember Robert Goulet today, the great singer. And he appeared on a sitcom.
Was he making fun of my hair?
Look, I'm in a hurry. I've got to call Bingo in the Barracuda Lounge.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, show tune. Just tell me, was he making fun of my hair or not? Was he?
He says you look like Pete Rose.
Pete Rose?
He's the all-time hits leader.
He's
Robert Goulet, one of the great voices, and Funny guy, too. Robert Goulet.
Where did he have to call Bingo at? That was
the
awesome.
The Barracuda Lounge.
Oh,
they're
sure.
on a cruise.
Sure.
Wasn't the promenade deck.
Yeah.
It was.
Barracuda Lounge.
Yeah. So Robert Goulet died this day, 2007. He was 73.
I've been a big fan of Disney all my life. You know, from when I was born. First day at Disneyland. Loved Disney movies. Got very involved with Disney.
And that's George Lucas. He was even more of a Disney fan this date 11 years ago when they paid him $4.05 billion for Lucasfilm.
Ooh, that's a payday.
I really like Disney now.
I'm a big fan.
And say what you want about the Disney Star Wars movies, the Indiana Jones movies taking over those franchises. They just keep piling and throwing stuff out there. Yeah. Some of it's been good. Some of it hasn't been as good. But they're finding ways to make new movies, new storylines, new streaming. It's all over. If you like Star Wars, there's a lot out there.
Oh, for sure.
Let's just put it that way. Yeah. That's 2012. Then 2015.
On October 30th, television history will be made. The first ever live televised exorcism, exclusively on Destination America. Join the crew of Ghost Asylum as they drive out the demons from the actual house that inspired the movie.
The actual house that inspired the Exorcist movie. And I didn't watch it, so I don't know if they actually did exorcise the demons or if Geraldo Rivera showed up and there was nothing there.
It was Otis and the other guy that were making moonshine in the old mansion.
In the old mansion there in Andy Griffith.
Right.
It's funny how every show in their history had to have a Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many of them out there. And a lot of them had Bobbing for Apples. So the live exorcism took place this date, 2015. Let's go to birthdays
now. We should.
When the truth is found to be lies.
She's Grace Slick, and she's 84.
Kind of an iconic female rocker voice.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Especially early on with this one and White Rabbit and Go
so
Ask
good.
Alice.
Yeah. Somebody to love.
Because later on, then Marty Balin kind of took over as, you know, in later 70s when they mellowed out with Miracles and Count on Me and With Your Love. Great 70s songs.
Yes.
But Grace Slick wasn't as much involved. But she stayed right in through the whole Starship era. I mean, she sings on We Built This City. Grace Slick is 84.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle.
The last surviving original member of The Temptations.
Oh, nice.
Otis Williams.
Great, great.
Is 82 today from The Temptations.
Love
we
it.
Know him as The Fonz.
Oh, yes.
Look, I know what I told you to do, but when I told you to do that, I was rusing. Ralph, I was rusing. I was not exactly right.
What do you mean not
He couldn't say wrong or sorry.
I'm no.
And what's so funny about that role that Henry Winkler played, that couldn't be more opposite of actually Henry Winkler.
For sure.
He's very soft-spoken, very nice, very kind. He's not a quote-unquote hoodlum,
right?
A nice hoodlum, as they portrayed the Fonz, Arthur Fonzarelli to be. But
he was not a tough guy.
Henry Winkler, you'd probably want to call him Hank.
Why not?
He was very good as the bumbling lawyer on Arrested Development as well. Henry Winkler is 78 today. Yeah.
Look at us, baby.
Still turning on jukeboxes with just a bump of of his fist.
That was a skill set.
But he'd blow on it first.
Very few have.
He'd go.
Yeah.
So here's Timothy B. Schmidt. Worked with the Eagles, singing here on I Can't Tell You Why.
Just saw the Eagles tribute show Saturday night.
Did they do this song?
Oh, for sure. The Secret Weapon sings this one.
He was with Poco.
High harmonies. And, yeah. Bass player.
Timothy B. Schmidt. Makes him, he's 76 here today. What time is it?
TV theme time, Jim. That's a good one, too.
From L.A. Law, it's Harry Hamlin. So he's 72 today. We have a couple of country greats and legends.
If I could bring you back somehow.
Coming to Iconic Fest.
It's about time.
Next July.
T. Graham Brown.
Well, I think you'd be surprised.
Almost 70 today.
I'd be something.
That'd be in my fave five for T.G. songs. T. Graham,
I should say.
So T. Graham Brown, 69 today, another country legend.
Ah, the aforementioned.
Yes, one half of the Kendalls, the daughters. Father Royce and daughter Jeannie.
They did good work.
You know, they had more top 20s than T. Graham Brown did.
I believe that.
Jeannie Kendall. Same age as T. Graham Brown as well. She is 69 on the list today.
Captain Long. Start at 2. 4. 76.5. Something strange has happened. Since crashing through a cosmic cloud, I've noticed a peculiar change in the behavior of my crew.
Oh. He might have the best Captain Kirk impersonation out there.
It's pretty good.
Kevin Pollak, the actor, comedian, impressionist, Few Good Men, Whole Nine Yards, Wedding Planner, Santa Claus, Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was the son of one of the guys.
Sure.
Kevin Pollak is 66 and more country today. Know your Osborne sisters, the Osbournes.
Seems like I fail on this every year. It's like Kelly, Cassidy, and
Kristen, Cassidy, and Kelsey.
Okay.
Three Ks.
Kelsey.
Cassidy. Cassidy, who is the youngest.
Okay.
She is 47 today. 47 for Shadaisy.
All right, gone but not forgotten. I don't know if this guy really gets enough credit for the start of our country. He was a key figure in the Revolutionary War, and he was our very first vice president, our second president, and the father of our sixth president. John Adams is the guy we're talking about. John Adams, he lived to like almost 90 years old, too, which is pretty good for his era. Born on this day, 1735, our second president, John Adams.
You named remember? His kids Wednesday and Pugsley, if I'm not mistaken.
Not a bad call. Bodybuilder Charles, don't call him Chuck Atlas, born on this day, 1893. He's kind of like the first real bodybuilder that I ever remember seeing or reading about.
I remember his ads in like Football Digest, Baseball Digest, yes, at the end, where you could order and get the Charles Atlas plan.
Right.
Or if you want to build muscle, here you go.
He was, yeah,
you know, $9.99.
He had a plan for you. Academy and Emmy Award winning actress Ruth Gordon was born on this day, 1896.
Old lady, where's Philo Fiddle?
How the hell do I know? Get off my porch with that thing. Get off my property.
The Black Widows in Every Which Way But Loose had absolutely no chance against Ma.
She was great in so many different things. And Harold and Maude and Rosemary's Baby, what she won Oscar for. Born on this day, 1896. He was in Get Smart. He was very tall. Dick Gautier.
Would you like to join control?
No, thank you.
No?
I just don't like violence.
What would you like to do?
I'd like to work for IBM.
Oh, because of your scientific curiosity.
No, it's a nice way to meet some intelligent machines.
Good thinking.
He was Jaime the robot.
He was Jaime. He was very tall and Get Smart. He was in that and some other things. He was born on this day, 1931. And you remember the name, probably, if you're a soccer fan, Diego Maradona of Argentina's hockey. Was, you know, like World Cup. He was one of the big names in soccer. That died, he had some health issues and died young. Born on this day, 1960, that's all I got. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon starts now. Mark Wills, 19-something. Trace Adkins, I Left Something Turned On at Home. Or Ricochet sings Daddy's Money.
Oh, yeah. All good. Well, since we gave away those Trace Adkins tickets, I think we do that.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albert, KDDG.